Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from WWNN in beautiful Miami, Florida. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better place. Today's show is really exciting. We'll be talking about my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference, which will be held on March 13th and 14th. In Olympia, Washington, and you can register for the entire event, the entire weekend event, for just $25. You can either come. There are some limited places for people to come in person, but you can also listen to the entire program for just $25 for the weekend. To register, please go to www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and I know you'll really enjoy the conference. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support. Out of This World Radio is the fastest growing spiritual and metaphysical radio program in the world, with over in we're, you know, we're over in over 100 countries with hundreds of thousands of listeners worldwide. My show is supported by listener contributions, and if you'd like to contribute, please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net and just click on one of the PayPal buttons there. I have two other radio shows in Vienna, Austria, where I broadcast on Monday nights in Vienna from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. And in the United States, it's roughly from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Here in Miami. Also, I broadcast in San Francisco on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, in English, and then again in English and in Spanish from 3 to 4 p.m. on BBS Radio One out of the San Francisco Bay Area. All information regarding my broadcasts are found on my website at outofthisworldradio.net. Every year I go to Peru, and this year I'll be going to Peru in September, September 15th through October 10th. And if you'd like to come, the cost is just $497 per person. Peru is a beautiful country. I always take people up to Machu Picchu, which is a fantastic place way high in the Andes Mountains, above in the Sacred Valley above Cusco. And we also go to a place called Lake Titicaca, high in the Andes, outside an area called Puno. When I was there a year ago with my small group of friends with me, we actually ran into people from Agartha, of the Hollow Earth, and a group of children and young adults sang us a beautiful song one evening when we were there, as well as a Pleiadian mothership flew overhead, several condors flew over our heads, and it was just a fantastic experience. We'll be going back there again this September, and I hope you can come. One of the people on my trip actually was able to see through this sheer rock cliff that you could see from the lake right into Agartha, which is a fourth dimensional civilization. We're also planning on taking a side trip into Bolivia to see a place called Tiahuanaco, which is it's a fantastic ancient monument there. A lot of ley lines go through there. I've enlisted the help of several shamans to look at the area, and it should be an amazing experience. After that, we're going down to the Nazca Lines. And the Nazca Lines are located on the coast of Peru, on the Pacific coast of Peru. It's a fantastic place. It's amazing because it's a high desert area. And there seem to be landing strips for UFOs in the sands of this desert. There's all kinds of geometric shapes and all kinds of different things written in the sand that you can see. But you can only see it if you're way up in a plane or high above the ground. It's an amazing place. And then from there, we're going to a place called Paracas, where they have a human extraterrestrial hybrid museum. It's a museum of skulls where they looks like humans, but they've got their heads going way, way, way back. And according to local legend from Indians in the area, the area itself was the local Indians in the area wiped out all the ETs, the hybrid ETs, back about 500 AD. They thought they were a threat to humanity and they should be wiped out. And so they were all wiped out. But their skulls remain, and the museum's a fascinating place. So Peru's an incredible place, and I hope you can come. For more information, please see my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and just click on miscellaneous, and you'll see my spiritual trips. Also, several times a year, I go to Mount Shasta, which is a beautiful mountain in Northern California. Mount Shasta is the first place here on this planet to shift into the fifth dimension. It's now about 4.5 on the dimensional scale. And when we go there, we always have many miracle healings occur. I can speak with that with from firsthand experience, because in about 2 years ago, Adama and the people of the Hollow Earth gave me a new pair of eyes. I had had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye for several decades. And late one night, Adama and the angels from the Hollow Earth came to me while I was sleeping on Mount Shasta. And they asked me if I wanted to see clearly. And I said, I'd love to get my eyesight back. So they transformed my eyes back from 20/50 or 20/40 vision to 20/10 crystal clear vision in both eyes. And I still have that today. Also, back about 3 years ago, they said I'd been working too much and I needed a new heart. And they asked me if I wanted a new heart. And I said, sure, I'd love a new heart. So they gave me a new heart. And so now I'm built for the next 5,000 years. It's like a car that you replace some parts. But it's a beautiful place. Mount Shasta is a very special place. We always see lots of Sasquatch running around and always meet the Pleiadians. Actually, the mothership for the Pleiadian fleet here around the planet is stationed above Mount Shasta. It's commanded by my good friend, Admiral Halosaurus, of the Pleiadians. And there's actually 2.5 million Pleiadian ships right now around the planet, and they're helping us with our evolution. They don't interfere. They will not interfere directly, but if you ask them for help, they will definitely help you. The way to contact them is you take your right hand if you're right-handed, or left hand if you're left-handed, and put it over your heart and bow your head slightly and send lots of love and light to them, and they'll really appreciate it. We always see them above our campsite. And 2 years ago, they actually came down to visit us at our campsite. Admiral Halosaurus beamed himself down at our invitation to come down to see us at our campsite. And you could see his ephemeral image in the camp light late one night on a Saturday night when we were there. Anyway, they're here and they're helping us. The Pleiadians themselves, they are a fifth and sixth dimensional civilization. They look just like us. They're benevolent. They are tens of thousands of years ahead of us technologically and tens of thousands of years ahead of us spiritually. They're part of what's called the Galactic Alliance. The Galactic Alliance is an alliance of 450 million planets comprising approximately 7 trillion entities who are mostly human, not all, but mostly human, all benevolent, and they're here to help us. Believe it or not, this is the most exciting planet in the entire universe right now, with all eyes, and all eyes are upon us to hope to have us make the right choices for ascension. We are starting to ascend now into the fifth dimension. This process, I'm told, will be completed by the end of 2025. And all negative entities actually will be forced off the planet. They will be forced off the planet by the end of this year or early next year. Everyone has a choice to make. There's no longer time to sit on the fence and decide what you're going to do, because people are being actually forced to choose between whether they want to ascend and create a better world, or whether they want to stick to the old ways. For those who aren't ready to ascend, there is another planet created on the other side of the solar system. It's an Earth-like planet in the lower part of the third dimension, and they'll go there where they will live out their karma and then be given another chance to ascend. The way the cycles run in this part of the universe, every 25,800 years, or every Mayan Ketun cycle, which is the amount of time it takes for this Earth in this solar system to revolve around the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy, this planet, and is given a choice of ascension. And so Earth now is ascending into the higher dimensions. But some people are ready for it, and some people aren't. And for those who aren't ready for it, they will go to this other Earth-like planet. They will be for 25,800 years to give them another chance to ascension. I know that seems like a long time, but as my friend Albert Einstein has told me many times, matter once created is never destroyed. It's just simply given another chance. I go to Mount Shasta twice a year. I'll be going this year at the end of June for 1 week, and at the end of August for 1 week. All information about the trip is on my website at outofthisworldreadings.com under miscellaneous. And when we're there, it's an amazing place. Mount Shasta has this wonderful high vibration, and you can feel it when you're there. You feel very happy and very, very uplifted. Eventually, the entire planet will shift into this new fifth dimension, and I can't wait. I want to tell everyone also some good news. Last week in Italy, the Schumann resonance, which is the it measures the vibration of planet Earth, went all the way up to 6,000 hertz, and now I'm told it's something like 8,000 hertz. It's amazing, really, when you stop and think about it. For those interested, there is a frequency of love on this planet, and that frequency is called 528 hertz. And this is a tuning fork, which I do sell. It's a love tuning fork. And when you hit this love tuning fork on one of these crystals from Lemuria, and love everywhere. So everyone listening right now, you're getting bathed in love. Isn't that nice? This one more time. If you'd like one of these, it's an amazing way to have one of these and then start off the morning listening to this. If you'd like one of these, you just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and click on miscellaneous. And you can order one there, just $50 and in postage extra. But they're beautiful things. But getting back to the vibrations, it's amazing. But for tens of thousands of years, the vibration of planet Earth was called the Schumann resonance, was 7.8 hertz. Then in September 2016, that vibrational scale went doubled to 13.8 hertz. And since that time, it's gone up and away. And so the planet Earth is ascending. And she's hoping that as many people as possible will come along with her to this beautiful new dimension and a beautiful new age for humanity. But of course she realizes that not all people are ready for it, but that's the purpose of my show to wake up people and help people with this ascension process. One of the interesting conversations I had with President Kennedy several months ago was that he said, "Ted, leave no neighbor behind. Try to bring as many people possible with you with this ascension, because if they miss it, they'll have to wait 25,800 years," which in my mind is a long time. But I hope as many people are listening today to help with this ascension process, because we really do have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. Once we shift into this fifth dimension, which will fully be complete for the entire planet by 2025, which is just 4 years away, there will be no more wars, no more conflict. People will live eventually to at least 1,000 years. Money, as we know it today, will not be used in the same sense it is today, because many of people's needs and desires will be fulfilled. Like a bartering system. It's going to be a different world. People will be living in a much higher vibration. We'll still eat the way we do today, but eating a physical meals will not be as important, because we'll live off prana, the energy of this. For those interested in going to Mount Shasta, the cost is just $200 per person, includes free camping. And if you're interested in joining me on the trip, you have to be of a high positive vibration. If you have negative intentions, please don't come. You wouldn't be welcome at Mount Shasta anyway. But for those of you who want to come and have high positive intentions and like to meet the Sasquatch and meet the Pleiadians and perhaps get a healing, please visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and click on the little tab that says miscellaneous, and you'll find all the information there. One of the reasons why Mount Shasta is so important and special is because about 100 miles beneath Mount Shasta, there's a civilization called Telos. And there's 1.3 million people who live there. They all live there in the fifth dimension. And the special thing about Mount Shasta is that it contains many portals into the Hollow Earth and into this Telos area. Adama is the high priest of Telos. He's a wonderful man. I've met him before. And he's about 25,000 years old, but he doesn't look a day over 30, maybe. Because once you're in the higher dimensions, you don't age like we do down here. I've met some Pleiadians before and benevolent humans from the Seres civilization. One lady I met a couple of years ago was about 256 years old, but she didn't look a day over 25 or 26. That's because they age much, much slower than we do here in this dimension. Time does exist in the higher dimensions, but not in the same way that it does here. I'll give you an example. Back in 2016, there were a group of Koreans who entered into the Hollow Earth from Mount Shasta, and they were gone, according to the watch, their watches, maybe an hour, 45 minutes, but in this dimensional Earth time, they were actually gone about 8 to 10 hours. And that shows you how slowly the time goes on the other side. There is time in the higher dimensions, but it's not anything like this dimension here. One thing I want to tell people when I talk about dimensions, there's actually 12 different dimensions. The 12th dimension is where God or the Supreme Being resides, the entity who created all of this, if you will. We exist currently in the third dimension. We are rapidly advancing to the fourth dimension, and then we'll shift into the fifth dimension. The fourth dimension is a dimension of time. So that if you do travel into the fourth dimension, you can travel anywhere you want. It's not like this dimension, it's a much lighter dimension, but the way we're shifting now and evolving, we will go from third dimension into the fourth dimension briefly, and then finally into the fifth dimension. The fifth dimension is a wonderful place. Many people in different religions call it heaven. And compared to this dimension, I think it is heaven. I've been there many times myself. It's a very high vibrational state, and time does not exist as it exists here in this dimension. Once you go into the fifth dimension, you can travel anywhere you want, into the past, present, or future. And I actually teach people how to do time travel in the fifth dimension. I've been doing this now for the last couple of years. It's a lot of fun. I've traveled into the future, into the past, and in on this planet and many other planets as well. I'll be getting into more of that in just a minute, but I wanted to tell everyone I'm continuing to raise money to buy clean water and food for the Hopi. The beautiful Hopi Indians are located in northeastern Arizona. They've been there for many thousands of years. Unfortunately, though, for the last 60 years or so, they have been drinking radiation contaminated and arsenic contaminated water, with the result that men only live about 44 years and women only live to about 54 years on the reservation. I found this situation intolerable, and so I've been raising monies to help pay for clean water filters since for the last 2 or 3 years. So far, we've raised over $35,000 to pay for clean water filters, but more are needed. And if you'd like to contribute to buy a clean water filter so the Hopi can finally drink clean water that's free of radiation and arsenic, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can find out a lot more information on my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and click on the little tab for miscellaneous, and you'll find out more information there as well. Also, during this pandemic, food supplies have been cut to the reservation, with the result that many elderly are not getting enough food on the reservation. So I've also been raising monies for that too. If you'd like to donate for clean water or food for the Hopi, please once again visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and click on the little tab that says miscellaneous. This is a total volunteer effort. 100% of all monies collected go right to the Hopi, and your support is really appreciated for these beautiful and special people. Before we go on to my next topic, I also want to thank so much Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network for all of her wonderful help in raising monies for clean water and food for the Hopi, as well as Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation in Seattle for his fantastic help. He's got a clean water foundation in Seattle that provides clean water filters for people around the world, and he's been instrumental in providing clean water filters for the Hopi as well. And of course, Michiko Hayashi with the beautiful Emoto Peace Project. Every water filter going to the Hopi goes to, they also get a beautiful book for their children to talk about Dr. Emoto's message of love and gratitude. This is a copy of the book here. It's called Message from Water. And if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, you get these beautiful water crystals like this one formed here. Dr. Emoto had some amazing discoveries with his research. He found that if you send Well, if you send positive thoughts to water, love and gratitude, you get this kind of beautiful water crystal. However, if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, you get this kind of negative picture here. This is where people's, if you send you fool or negative thoughts to a glass of water, you get this kind of disintegration of molecules on the molecular level where everything tends to break down. And so he thought that if all the children in the world knew that their thoughts can create their own reality, then if they're exposed to these ideas when they're children, and perhaps by reading these little books here, that they would want to create a much better and happier world later in life. And that's exactly why he published his book. They're available from the Immortal Peace Project. You can write Michiko Hayashi at Hayashi, Hayshi, at Hado, Hado.com, or you can send me an email as well to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. If you'd like a book, they're only $5 a piece. I've also published my own book called Messages from the Masters. It contains messages from great masters such as Professor Albert Einstein, Michel de Nostradamus, J. Robert Oppenheimer, Leonardo da Vinci, U.S. President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Dr. Masaru Emoto, Mahatma Gandhi, the Galactic Alliance, and Zora from the Hollow Earth on our beautiful, bright future. I first met, came in contact with Professor Albert Einstein back about 6 years ago, and he said there was so much negativity in the news that he wanted to tell every they and the other great spirits wanted to tell everyone about our beautiful, bright future. And so what was interesting back then, of course, we had some difficulties with North Korea, and he said, no, there's not going to be any war with North Korea, that we're going to get through this. And that this is the time where there's going to be no more wars, and the planet was ascending. So they had all these beautiful messages in their book. So I wrote it up for them. This is their book, not really mine, but I'm just merely the scribe, the author, the messenger here. And if you'd like a copy, it's just $20 or $21, including postage. And you can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and click on miscellaneous, and you'll find out all the information there. When you order the book, it includes a copy of this newspaper article from in New Zealand, from Christchurch, New Zealand. You can clearly see the title. It says Kennedy Shot Dead. What's interesting about this newspaper article, it was published on November 23rd, 1963, while President Kennedy was still very much alive. On the morning of November 22nd, 1963, he was alive because of the international date change between New Zealand and the United States. And this article about Oswald killing Kennedy was actually released by the U.S. Embassy in Auckland, New Zealand, on November 21st, New Zealand time, and the day before, while President Kennedy was still very much alive in Washington, D.C. And you may ask yourself, well, how did that happen? Well, obviously, there was a conspiracy to kill our poor president. And if you'd like a copy of this article, it comes with the book. It's free with the book, so just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The book is also available on Amazon, but you don't get this newspaper article if you order it from Amazon. Plus, there's a free brief 10-minute reading from myself as well if you order the book. And so I hope you can get the book. It's become very popular worldwide and has information there you simply will not find anywhere else. Also, I want to tell everyone, I give psychic readings to people. I've been a psychic now for the past 26, 27 years, in touch with the other side. And if you'd like to get in touch with your relatives or friends that have passed on, or even pets, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to help you any way I can. The other thing is that I do have what I call a spiritual mentoring program. It's $100 a month, or just $25 a week, where I give instruction and tell you how to contact the other side. If you'd like to sign up for it, please go to my website at, excuse me, outofthisworldreadings.com and click on the little tab that says miscellaneous, and you'll find out all the information there at that website. My foster mother was a master psychic for the Seattle area police departments, and she used to find missing and lost children for the police department when they had particularly difficult cases they couldn't find anywhere else. So she was a wonderful woman, and she helps me now, of course, as well as my father and many other beautiful spirits on the other side with contacting them and getting information. One of the things that happens, you'll find, as you get information from the other side, the information itself comes from the fifth dimension. And in the fifth dimension, there is only truth. It's unlike the third dimension, which is sometimes filled with things that aren't true. But in the fifth dimension, you only find truth. So that's an amazing thing. And secondarily, you can't hide from God. So the spirits all know your thoughts, and thoughts are things in this higher dimension. And the fascinating thing and the exciting thing for all of us today, I think, is that we are all headed toward this new fifth dimension. And I'm frankly, I can't wait. I've been here for 52,000 years, or two Mayan Ketun cycles, and this is my last lifetime before I ascend and go back to my home civilization of the Pleiades. Anyway, that's the reason I came down here was to help humanity in the ascension and also raise consciousness and help them prepare for a better life. There's no reason for us to be fighting. There's no reason for us to be in disharmony. And we really do have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us, my friends. I'd like to play now this 4-minute video with a very special song by my good friend Charlie Cardinal, arranged by also by Carolyn and Jerry White here in Olympia, Washington, called "Up to Now," kind of an overview of what humanity's been facing. It's about 4 minutes, and I'll come back in just a minute when it's done.
Lessons learned in every land. Up till now, it seems so hopeless, our struggle in this endless game. Up till now, we've grown so weary. Will it forever be the same? The time has come to stand together. This challenge all must hear the call to end this world of such frustration. Our spirit calls with love, stand tall, for the time is now. We can change our world. We are the ones we're waiting for. We will heal our world as we awaken and rise so high above it all. evermore. Hearing the truth has now helped us to awaken. Eyes open, love will heal us all. Hearing the truth has now helped us to awaken. Eyes open, love will heal us all.
Hello, friends. I hope you enjoyed that piece from Charlie Cardinal. He's my good friend. He's a wonderful musician. And it was also composed by Carolyn and Jerry White. They're wonderful musicians here in Psychics in Olympia, Washington. So I hope you enjoyed that. It's been kind of a hard week for me because I've been dealing with people around the world who've had relatives who have passed away from the jab. And before you have any medicine like that, usually it goes into at least 10 years of testing before they released it. But they released it early. The government only approved it on an emergency basis. But many people now are dying from it. The mortality rate is 7 or 8% around the world on this. So if 10,000 people take it, you're looking at 700 or 800 dying within a couple of months of taking the jab. So if you are thinking about it, I'm not saying not to take it. I'm just saying be sure to get a second or third opinion on it, because there has been a lot of mortalities from it as well. And I don't like to see people die. And I've been getting calls from all over the world from relatives of people who've taken the jab and who are dying from it. There's all kinds of things in in this medicine that haven't been properly tested. And in my opinion, I think it was rushed to production too quickly without any safety guards on it. And eventually, I think the mortality rate from this new jab will be so high that people around the world won't take it any longer, because it's just too dangerous. There's a lot of things in it that people don't realize. There are nanobots in it, I'm told, from a guy named Bill in Seattle who has a computer company. The nanobots do two things. They tell you to obey government. And they also destroy your pineal gland, taking away your God gene. So you can't communicate with the Supreme Being. You know, the entire planet right now is ascending into the higher dimensions. And that's what the negatives want to do. They want to stop our ascension, which is impossible. The ascension has been decreed by the Supreme Being, or God, if you will, that all of us are ascending now into the fifth dimension. But this doesn't mean, of course, that the negatives won't stop trying to stop our ascension, but this is exactly what they're doing now. So we all have a choice nowadays. The information I got from my angel friends is that within 10 years of whoever takes the jab now, 10 years of when they take it now, 80% will die. I know that's very high. There are things in the jab itself that rewrite our DNA, we don't even know what's it's called, a mRNA that rewrite our DNA. Actually, I heard several scientists talking about this on the radio a couple nights ago, and they said that that there was a company named P that did make this make the mRNA in China with 200 over several hundred members of the Chinese Communist Party who worked for their company in Shanghai to make this new jab. So if you do trust the Chinese government, if you do trust scientists who are Chinese Communist Party's members to make a good medicine for you, then be my guest. Go ahead and take it. If you don't trust the Chinese, I don't trust the Chinese in view of everything they've done, the Chinese, not the Chinese people, but the Chinese government, then I would be very cautious and think maybe twice. And also maybe get a second or third opinion about this new jab, this new medicine, because there doesn't seem to be, it seems to be very dangerous. So I'm just warning everyone do your due diligence, do your research, find out what's best for you, and then make your decision regarding this product. I'm having a fantastic conference called the Galactic Wisdom Conference. It'll be held on March 13th and 14th, which is coming right up. It'll be held in Olympia, Washington. And for those who'd like to attend in person, we have some limited seating available, as well as it'll be available by Zoom. And once you register, I'll send you all the information so you can watch the whole thing. Also, if you want to have a digital copy of all the events and all the speakers at the conference, that's available as well. The entire conference is just $25 for the entire weekend, which I think is less than the cost of a tank full of gas. You can get more information about this at my website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And should be a fantastic conference. Among the people there will, of course, be myself giving a presentation on our beautiful, bright future. Jerry Pollack, who's one of the world's most famous water scientists, will be there as well. He discovered the fourth phase of water beyond liquid, solid, and gas. And he said that the fourth phase of water is called easy water, is actually in our bodies too. And he's a fascinating fellow, and he'll be giving a presentation there as well. Emmanuel Eiter, who's a famous French Hollywood film producer, will be coming up from Hollywood, from Los Angeles, to give a presentation as well. I really love Manuel. He's a great man, and he's got a good heart, and he wants to truly make this world a better place. One of his movies is called The Cure, which is all about spiritual healing. And I'm in the movie, among many other people, and I hope you can come up and meet Emmanuel. If you want to do spiritual films and maybe talk about the Ascension, Emmanuel's a wonderful man to talk to. He's got a lot of wisdom. And what's amazing to me is all of his movies are totally financed by by his contributions. I mean, he does productions, worth many millions of dollars, and has these wonderful films he produces with Sharon Stone, among many other people. But it's all on contributions. And I know he's guided and helped by angels. And I really admire Emmanuel. He's a great man, and I hope you can come up and meet him in person. Michiko Hayashi, of course, will be giving a presentation. She's the former administrative assistant to Dr. Masaru Emoto. She was his assistant for over 10 years. She's with the beautiful Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. And they publish these beautiful books that I told you about before, the Message from Water, from Dr. Emoto. Her website is www.emotopeaceproject.net. And she can be sure to contact him if you have any questions about the beautiful work of the Emoto Project. She and her office uses what's called Haro machines. They're called Haro vibrational machines to help change the to help people with any physical or spiritual condition. I'll go into this in just a minute, but one of the people I've been working with recently is Dr. Libby Rutledge out of Montana, and she has a Haro machine there that's been using to heal the to clean up the radiation of Fukushima. And I just talked to her this morning, and the amazing thing is she started this project about 6 weeks ago. And what she's done, I'll show you here. She's taken a picture of Fukushima and put it on her Haro machine. Now, the Haro machine itself has an electronic pad where she puts a picture of Fukushima there, or writes Fukushima on the picture. And then what the machine does is that it calibrates, it produces vibrations to get rid of the radiation at Fukushima. It raises the vibration of Fukushima so that the radiation goes away. And it's an amazing thing that she does. I don't understand the entire process, but one of the things that Dr. Emoto did, this is based upon Dr. Emoto's research, is that I'm looking for copy of the, let me grab it here. There's a book. I can show you a picture. Here it is here. Dr. Emoto did an experiment back in the late 90s. He took a bottle of radioactive water and he focused in on what the molecules look like in this water. And what was fascinating is that if you look at what The water looks like on the electron microscope level, it looks like that. It looks like a bunch of amoebas. See, that's what radioactive looks like, water looks like on the electron microscope level. So he did an experiment. He wrote the words love and gratitude on a bottle of radioactive water. And he also pasted one of these crystals on the bottle of radioactive water. And 48 hours later, he tested the water. He looked on an electron microscope, and lo and behold, this is what the water looked like a diamond-shaped pattern. The water was very high vibration, and guess what? All the radiation was gone. And so, using these HADO machines, we should, in theory, be able to clean up Fukushima completely. And that's exactly what Dr. Libby's doing now. And the other thing that she's done testing using her instruments regarding the amount of radiation at Fukushima, and the radiation levels have actually dropped. She said, on a scale of 1 to 10, the severity of radiation in the holding tanks was something like 7. This morning, 6 weeks after she's been doing all this work with the HADO machines, it's dropped down to 1. So the radiation level has really decreased. And what's really helped too is a second thing that we've been doing with our prayers. Dr. Moto found that we are all powerful, very powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. And if we send love and light to Fukushima, we can clean up the radiation there. Now, this is important because TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, they're considering, their plan is to dump 1 million tons of radioactive, extremely radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. They don't plan to do it now. They plan to do it at the toward the end of this year. But the problem is that if they do that, we'll be drinking the water, drinking radioactive water, breathing radioactive air, eating radioactive fish, and I guarantee you it will harm our health. So, and it's really a worldwide problem. The radiation is a worldwide problem. It's not just Japan's problem. It's a worldwide problem. So that's why, because Dr. Moto found that the power of prayer is very important and has an effect on water and clean up radiation, I want everyone to do what's called the Ho'oponopono with me today. It's a Hawaiian healing prayer, and it goes something, goes like this. And I want you to say it 3 times with me. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you, and water, we love you. And when you say that, send lots of love and healing light to Fukushima, and let's do it twice more. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you, and water, we love you. Let's do it one more time. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you, and water, we love you. This prayer is very powerful, by the way. There was a fellow named Dr. Hugh Lin, Lin, who was a psychologist. He ran a criminally insane ward in Honolulu in the state of Hawaii about 20 years, 15, 20 years ago or so. And he had in his facility, there were about 100 people who'd been judged by the courts in Hawaii of creating such horrible criminal acts and crimes that they could not be rehabilitated, that there was something mentally wrong with them. But what he did, what Dr. Hugh Lin did, is that he had each one of his inmates say this Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you, over and over again, and tailored it to each of the person's inmates' case. And he also said that as well, the Ho'oponopono, for each one of his clients in this facility in Honolulu. And guess what happened? Within a year, every single one of them, of the people in this criminally insane ward, were deemed to be mentally fit, and they were all released by the courts back to have a happy and useful and productive life. And they were all much better. Isn't that amazing? We can use that same thing. Dr. Emoto found that we can use that same thing to help heal Fukushima as well. So I want everyone to say this prayer. Please say it every day. You are having a fantastic and wonderful effect with that. Dr. Libby, of course, is continuing her efforts with the HADO machines, using them every day to clean the water at Fukushima. But everyone listening to this program today can also have a wonderful effect doing that as well, by just doing these prayers, which are very beautiful, and I guarantee they do work. What I'd like to do now is play this beautiful song again by my friend Charlie Cardinal. It's called Thank You Water. It's about the life and work of Dr. Emoto. And then I'll come right back after about 4 minutes and we'll wrap up this show. And thank you again so much for everyone listening today. I really appreciate all your love and support. Thanks so much.
Actions, thoughts, and words are an energy. One day we heard Dr. Emoto say, to help us understand this, it is water. And now I hope to show you the way. Discovered ice, water, crystals hold all our actions, emotions, and words. A wise teacher and true spirit with love for us all. His dream was to help heal the world. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water binds all of life together on land, the seas, and air. Holds the energy of all of our actions. He discovered and now chose to share. Simple but profound, you see. The water within and without us can guide our humanity. See, the water of life is within each living thing, captures energy and reveals what is true. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do. Water crystals of beauty, or water crystals deformed, depends on what we say, think, or do.